Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. Today is day 58 of the year, Friday, February 27th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We're heading out to the Great Plains today. We're looking at Oklahoma's 2nd District, which covers a massive amount of territory. It encompasses the entire eastern third of the state. It is heavily rural, deeply conservative, and includes the historic jurisdictions of several major Native American tribes. And today, we are profiling a man who represents the absolute bedrock of the America First conservative movement. We are talking about Republican Josh Brecheen.
Stephen, if you want to understand the Modern House Freedom Caucus, you have to look at Representative Brecheen, because he doesn't just talk about conservative principles on television, he actually binds himself to them. He is a fourth-generation rancher and a citizen of the Choctaw Nation. When he first entered politics and ran for the Oklahoma State Senate in 2010, he told the voters, "I am only going to serve 2 terms." And unlike 99% of politicians who find an excuse to stay in power, Brecheen actually kept his word. After 2 terms, he packed up his desk and went back to his cattle ranch,
which gave him an incredible amount of credibility when he ran for Congress in 2022. Mark Wayne Mullen was leaving the House to run for the Senate, so Brecheen jumped into a massive 14-person Republican primary. He ran as the ultimate anti-establishment candidate. He styled himself as the protege of the late Tom Coburn, promising to go to Washington to rip up the federal budget. And just like he did in the state legislature, he made another term limit pledge. He promised the voters of eastern Oklahoma that he will serve no more than 4 terms in the U.S. House.
And because he knows he is only there for a limited amount of time, he is not wasting a single second trying to make friends in the Washington establishment. In the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, he secured massive oversight power. He is the chairman of the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Oversight, Investigations, and Accountability. He is using that gavel to aggressively investigate the federal bureaucracy and demand total enforcement of immigration laws. He is also sitting on the powerful House Budget Committee, where he has been a driving force behind the effort to slash trillions of dollars in federal spending.
Let's look at his legislative blitz over the last few months, because he is introducing some very aggressive America First bills. He recently introduced the USA First Act. This is a fascinating piece of legislation. It essentially strips away billions of dollars in unspent foreign aid from USAID and transfers that money directly to FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund. Brecheen argues that it is morally wrong to send American tax dollars overseas while American communities are still waiting for relief from hurricanes and wildfires.
He is also taking an absolute sledgehammer to the previous administration's climate agenda. He introduced the Energy Freedom Act, which completely repeals the massive, multi-billion-dollar green energy tax subsidies created under the Biden administration. Brecheen represents an energy-heavy district. He argues that the free market should dictate the energy sector, and that the federal government shouldn't be using taxpayer money to artificially prop up wind and solar companies. He also pushed the Healthy SNAP Act, which would legally ban people from using federal food stamps to purchase junk food.
He really looks at every single federal dollar through a microscope. He proudly voted for the massive One Big Beautiful Bill reconciliation package to slash the size of the federal government. But what makes him so interesting is that he isn't just a blind rubber stamp for his party. We just saw this a couple of days ago, following the February 2026 State of the Union address.
That was a very telling moment. President Trump delivered a fiery State of the Union. After the speech, Brecheen released a statement praising the president. He said he was thrilled that the American dream was being restored and that conservative values were back in the White House. But in that exact same statement, Brecheen publicly criticized the president's approach to tariffs. He said he was very disappointed to hear the president double down on massive tariffs, because Brecheen views tariffs as a tax on the American consumer. He represents cattle ranchers and farmers who rely on free trade, and he wasn't afraid to push back against the leader of his own party to protect them.
And that is exactly why the voters in his district love him. OKO2 is an R+29 district. It is one of the deepest red districts in the entire country. A Democrat literally has zero mathematical chance of winning there. The only thing Brecheen has to worry about is a Republican primary. But because he is a card-carrying member of the Freedom Caucus, who actively fights the establishment and honors his term limits, he is practically bulletproof back home.
He goes to Washington, does exactly what he promised, and then goes back to the ranch.
The Choctaw Nation citizen who took a chainsaw to the federal budget.
The Homeland Security Chairman defending Eastern Oklahoma.
That is Representative Josh Brachin. That is our profile for Oklahoma's 2nd District. Have a great weekend and stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.